Absolutely. The good news is that the average price in Baltimore today is $3.19 a gallon, and even at that, there are a number of stations as well below $3.10. I'm looking at a 7-Eleven right now in Windsor Mill at $3.05 a gallon. That's the lowest one we see in the market, and these prices are the lowest that we've seen all year. A month ago, we were looking at $3.27 a gallon. A year ago on this date, we were at $3.46 a gallon. But there's no doubt that the price we see right now is the lowest that we've seen in this calendar year, and we do expect prices to continue this trend. We think they could decline incrementally, perhaps another 10 to 15 cents a gallon.
And we're talking through the end of the year into early 2014, or
through the end of the year. Unfortunately, all good things do come to an end, and what we expect in the first quarter of the new year is that prices will rise simply because the federal requirement for summer blend gasoline mandates that refineries start producing that fuel, and before they can do that, they have to deplete their inventory of winter blend gasoline, and they also have to take care of the annual maintenance that needs to be done every year. So before they start that summer blend production, they take care of this maintenance. And if you think about it, nationwide, with all the refineries essentially doing the same thing at approximately the same time, that does create a tighter supply. Every year we see this at springtime. And with summer blend gas, that gasoline is going to be more expensive than winter blend because it has additional additives. It takes more time to produce it, and that's what drives the annual increase every year in the first quarter.
What accounts for these low prices right now?
Well, it's a variety of factors. Not only are we talking about winter blend gasoline getting into the market, but we're also seeing very healthy numbers in terms of crude oil inventory, very strong gasoline inventory. Refineries are operating well. And at the same time, we're seeing crude oil prices coming down. You know, on October 21st of this year, that was the first time we saw crude trading below $100 a barrel since July. We had seen a string of 111 consecutive days where crude was above $100 a barrel. Today, we see crude moving lower. It's trading below $94 a barrel right now. That's a very good trend for consumers because it means that retail gasoline prices are going to move lower.